Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 23rd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple confirmed plans to buy music tagging service Shazam back in December, but Apple's acquisition of the London-based firm still hasn't received EU antitrust regulatory approval yet. Apple moved to close the deal back in March when the European Commission took control of the approval process, and a decision to okay the deal or launch an in-depth investigation was promised today. Now the EC has formally moved to launch an in-depth four-month-long investigation into the proposed deal before allowing or blocking Apple's takeover of Shazam. The EC says the risk of Apple buying Shazam is limiting choice of music streaming services. While the move to open a months-long investigation doesn't mean Apple won't be allowed to buy Shazam, it does mean we likely won't know which way the EC decides until much later in the year. The EC has 90 working days to make a decision after opening the investigation, and the new deadline moves from today to September 4th, 2018. And speaking of music streaming, a new report highlights that services like Apple Music have revitalized the music industry. Global recorded music revenue reached $17.4 billion in 2017. That's up from $16 billion a year ago, which was part of a decline, and just under $17.7 billion in 2008, which was followed by a decade of declines before the popularity of streaming music services. Streaming only accounts for 43% of overall revenue for the music industry, but that's a 39% climb year over year. Apple Music is steadily adding new customers, with 40 million paying subscribers announced earlier this month. And Apple announced a new battery replacement program over the weekend for the 13-inch MacBook Pro without Touch Bar. The battery replacement program is available for both 2016 and 2017 models, but only certain models are affected based on their serial number. And finally, it's Monday, so let's check in with Bradley and his latest Making the Grade column.
Thanks, Zach. Yeah, so I was been thinking about this for a while, and I've just really never put it down on paper that AppleCare is something that we debate, like personally. I know amongst in the tech community, like, is this worth it? You know, the iPhone X screen is expensive to replace, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, when you're looking at mass deployments, or something like $69 for an iPad, AppleCare is one thing. When you're talking about multiplying that out times like a couple thousand iPads, or gosh, you know, some of these deployments have been 20 and 30,000 iPads. That's a lot of money, especially when not only do you have to have the AppleCare cost, but then you also have the deductible that Apple generally charges, say, on a cracked screen. And so I think it's important for when people are, businesses or schools are looking at their iPad deployments or even their Mac, they really just got to look at, like, what is this costing us and what's our ROI on that? And, I ran the numbers in the article, and so I won't go through those again because, it would kind of break the math down. And I would argue, too, I even use the baseline of a 15% damage rate. I even think that's fairly high. I know my school has seen, less than 2 to 3%. And I've talked to some schools that do see higher ones. And the one thing that I was at there is, when you're planning these deployments, is don't make a big deal. Like, if you have insurance, don't make a big deal about your insurance programs. I think the more that we talk about those, AppleCare and insurance programs to students, then they may not take care of those as much. I think it's just a mindset. Like, if you know it's easily fixed and it's cost effective to fix it, you may not be as careful with it. I think it's clear too that, if you are deploying these to students, that the students should know and the parents should have signed off on ahead of time who is responsible for repairs. Some schools I know that they will give the students the iPad, but the parents are responsible for any repairs if it's accidental damage. And I know that doesn't work for all schools, but again, just to have that kind of conversation on the front end. I think if you just run the numbers on AppleCare Plus on institutional purchases, it's just not worth it. My advice is to have a repair budget. So again, if AppleCare was going to cost you $79,000 over 3 years, add $25,000 to your budget as a repair contingency. If you end up needing it, like, that's awesome. It's there in the budget. But if you don't, then you save the money. And really, AppleCare Plus comes down to Apple betting you're not going to need it and you betting you are. And it's really a kind of a profit center for them. Obviously, you can see if you look at the numbers, like, this is just free money for them. That's my advice. If you're doing institutional deployments, don't pick up AppleCare Plus, and you'll save the money elsewhere.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.